Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why was the roster in such bad shape entering this offseason?
You tell me.
he almost said what he
meant. Not doing that one.
That was Gerard Mayo on the Greg Hill Show. It was about a month ago, right? A little more? It was a while
October
ago.
October 14th.
Yeah. October 14th. So, yeah, just about a month ago. Month and a few days. And that ruffled some feathers. You could tell Bill Belichick, Mike Lombardi, basically all of Belichick's mouthpieces all fired back about, you know, how the run defense was so much better last year. And basically, at the time, the Patriots, I think, were 1-6, I want to say, 1-2, maybe 2-6. It was bad times for the Patriots. It looked like they were probably going to win less than 4 games, which they still might do, even though they have 3 right now. But at that point, the Belichick faithful, the Belichick loyalists, the Stizzes of the world,
cult members,
were making it rain. I mean, it was, you know, oh, look at that. This last year's team was better than this team. Last year's team with Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi with Bill Belichick coaching, they weren't any good, but they were better than this team. And now all of a sudden, that narrative has shifted dramatically from last year's team was better than this team to this team, if Bill Belichick was still coaching it, would have 8 wins. And I don't know exactly where this started or what the genesis of it was, who the first person was to tweet this. I don't think it was Stiz.
Some random dude on the internet.
It was just some random internet person, or maybe, you know, one of the Belichick loyalists, or maybe it was the fake Patrick Pass account or something like that. I don't know exactly.
Or maybe it was the spirit of Patriots Nation.
It could have been that too. It could have been the spirit of Patriots Nation.
No, the spirit of Patriot Nation is all in Drake May's area right now. They're focused on Drake May. It's some of you pretzel losers that are trying to defend Belichick and puff up Belichick right now.
You can have both. You can be a supporter of Drake May and Savior Bill Belichick.
You got to pick one. So who you picking? You got to pick one. You're either with us or you're against us.
Don't give me a Sophie's choice.
With us, with us is Drake May. Against us is you can go be with Belichick on the whatever the hell team, the Jaguars. You can become a Jaguars fan next year with Bill.
He's going to go to the Cowboys and he's going to get the record.
I don't think so. Sounds like the Jags. I don't want to pre-tease the Bill watch, but the Jags are in the mix.
There is some reporting on the Jags. Why does that whole line of thinking, if Bill was here, they'd be 8-3. Why does that bother you so much, Andy? Because I know why it bothers me. Why does it bother you so
much? Because it means you didn't watch the last 3 to 4 years of football. They were a poorly coached football team. He made mistakes in every area. Not even the first part. Would he have drafted him? Could you have Drake May and Bill Belichick?
Has he said anything this year
positive
that makes it sound like he would have drafted Drake May?
No.
That he had him high on his draft board, or that he was like high on Drake May, that he wanted him here? None of that. He's all but buried the kid, you know?
Buried him.
Really?
Draft coverage?
Right when he got drafted, he was like, I don't know about this. This guy is a raw talent. He makes a lot of mistakes. He's got all these issues, blah, 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 blah. He was not positive on that pick at all.
So that's a secondary issue for me in this, is that I don't know that he would have drafted Drake May 3rd. He would have traded down. You know, you get the real mockers on the internet that are like, it would have taken a kicker and a tackle, or a guard and a kicker. Maybe. I'm just saying he might not have drafted Drake May based on the way he's talked about him. But forget that. The Patriots of the last few years were characteristically terrible. Mm. They had penalties. They made mistakes. They, like, all areas of what you would, what we've been talking about with this team at various times were an issue for that team. In special teams, giving teams extra chances to kick field goals, giving them first downs on penalties, being out of position, like, and then also some of the other stuff that we're critical of Mayo for, yeah. Communication with players. How's he getting along with Jalen Polk and these other guys? Well, Bill didn't communicate with anybody, didn't talk to his quarterback. You couldn't have a worse situation than not talking to your quarterback and some of your coaches. So I said it to Fitzy today on the Six Rings pod. It's a great pod. Go find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Mm-hmm. If you give me Quantum Leap, Bill Belichick, from 04 maybe, then we can have a conversation. Would this team be better off for it? Would they have maybe stopped either Nacua or Kupp on Sunday? Right? Like some of those conversations. But the recent years, Bill Belichick failed in almost everything he did. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
So I don't know where it really is just
eight wins.
Cult-like.
Be an eight-win team.
You would not be an eight-win team. You would absolutely not. You might be able to convince me you could steal a game somewhere, but you know what the flip side would be? I'm not sure you beat the Bengals. I'm not sure you're Gatorade showering Bill Belichick with a win over the Bengals like you did for Gerard Mayo. Mm-hmm. So you may pick up this. Let's say you pick up the Seattle game. You lose the Bengals game.
Right.
So the record just became similar again. Can I add? Do you have something very important you want to say here?
Not particularly.
Can I add questions to this?
Sure.
What would your record be if Mike Vrabel was the head coach?
Mm.
So you're 3-8. I just want to, right now you're 3-8. The honks, the stizzes of the world want you to believe you'd be 8-3 with Bill Belichick. Mike Vrabel's your head coach. You hired him in January. What's your record with Mike Vrabel?
I think he probably would have gone to Drake a little faster.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I mean, it seemed like there was some split within the organization on that. Mm-hmm. So maybe he would have gotten outvoted. So maybe it wouldn't have been any different. But I'd say for Vrabel, just because of the experience and some of the in-game stuff that I think, like, may have caused some of these games with Mayo and his inexperience and not knowing what to do in certain situations. I'd give it maybe a win. I'd say like you're maybe 4-7 at this point.
I went
5-6 at the best.
5-6 is mine.
I'd say I'd cap it off at 4-7.
Mike Vrabel, I got you 5-6.
Vrabel flamed out at the end there too. And
at the end, but Tennessee. He was a good coach for a while in Tennessee.
Yeah,
he flamed out.
Bill was a good coach for a while too, and then he flamed out.
Yeah, but
out.
He's young.
Yeah.
Bill's 72. Mike Vrabel's 54
True.
Or something.
But also, no still one in the NFL prime. Wanted either one of them, so, you know.
Well, he's working for the Browns. He's taking the Browns over, I believe. I think he's going to be the head coach of the Browns.
You think so?
I think he's sliding in the back door with Myles Garrett, and they're just going to kick Stefanski Gross. To the curb.
Okay.
Nope. And then, another question. If Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator of the Patriots, what would their record be?
With Vrabel, too, or just on this team instead of Alex Van Pelt?
I didn't really
talking
do
about
that
blowing
in my
out
mind?
The whole thing. It's just so it's
I
this
was
team
kind of this team with McDaniels instead of the OC.
I'd say probably one more win. I give him one more win.
I got him at 6-5 with McDaniels.
6-5.
I think McDaniels would have fought hard for Drake May to be the quarterback in week one.
I'm sure he would have, but he'd still be working with the same offense.
Yeah.
With the same line and these same receivers and same everything. So I don't know that it would have been much
He's different. Won a couple games here. He would have had more chances to win games. He would have had more experience. He'd be better for the Rams game because he played in the Bengals game, right? All of that would have been fast-tracked.
They probably would have won the Dolphins game if Drake May played instead of Brissett.
Probably. So Drake May plays earlier, you win more games. I say you're a 6-5 football team if Josh McDaniels is the offensive coordinator for this year's team.
Sure.
But to circle back
if they
around,
listened to him and played May all season long. But really, I think no matter who the offensive coordinator was, if you played May from the beginning of the season, you'd have a different record.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's really more about him than about who
well,
the OC is.
But it's
right?
also there's a view of what and Alex Van Pelt, I think, was the one who didn't want to play him. I firmly believe that Alex Van Pelt was in the slow play category. But the flip side of that is 8-3, where we started here this discussion,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe there's a coach that's ever been born that would win 8 games with this team.
Yeah,
I really don't. They're not very good.
No, they suck.
They can't tackle. All those people that told me how good the defense is, it isn't. Could they be marginally better in certain areas? Obviously. But I think 8 wins is an absolute pipe dream with Bill at his best, Vince Lombardi, whoever you want, Bud Wilkinson. Clark Shaughnessy.
Amos Alonzo Stagg.
Whoever you want to pencil in there is not winning 8 games with this team. Now, if you tell me the GM is different and we replaced Elliott Wolf, that's a totally different thing. But you can't replace him with Bill because we're in this situation because of Bill's a terrible GM.
Because of his GM decisions. I absolutely agree with that. All right, there you go. 6-1-7.
Well, you wouldn't have Drake May either if it wasn't for those crappy seasons. So suck it.
Oh, so we're doing that? Like the documentary that they did about the Ravens, how Bill set them up to have like Ray Lewis and everybody, and really Bill built the Ravens.
That's right.
That all that losing paid off, and it was unfair that he didn't get a sixth season running that franchise into the ground to follow them to Baltimore.
People can't respect genius when it's happening in front of them.
I guess not. Yeah, so you think Bill wasn't fired?
From the
Patriots. Because why would he prepare to have a high pick?
I'm half joking, but...
No, I don't think you are. I think you're a full-fledged cult member.
Yeah, I hate this narrative.
If
he
said
so
drink
mean.
This, you would drink
oh,
this.
Oh, he was so mean. Now we got Gerard Mayo dancing on the sideline.
Wait a minute.
Give me a break.
Who cares if he was mean?
He was tough.
He sucked. That was the problem. Last year, he
had
a bad
quarterback
coach
that he didn't want.
That he drafted.
He drafted, yeah. And he ruined. He ruined. Can you say it? Did he ruin Mac Jones?
Mac Jones isn't looking great right now.
Did he ruin him?
Maybe, yes.
Did Bill say it? Say it. I want to hear you say
no,
Bill Belichick ruined Mac Jones.
I don't know if he ruined Mac Jones.
He replaced Josh McDaniels, a top five offensive coordinator, with guys who had never coached offense. Don't tell me he didn't. He said a good coach is a good coach. It was one of the dumbest statements he ever made in his 40 years of coaching.
He did say it. Players win and coaches lose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when you put a coach who's never coached that position or that side of the ball before in a high-level position, you lose. And you didn't do it intentionally. You did it because you had a big ego.
Yep, that's pretty much it. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.